Rural response to COVID-19. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.
It's been a difficult couple of weeks for all Tennesseans. You know, we experienced the tornadoes that were so devastating, and now coronavirus impacting citizens, and our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone.
As we all know, the coronavirus, or COVID-19, has become a major concern for the United States and Tennesseans. Jeff Aiken, president of the Tennessee Farm Bureau, was selected by Governor Bill Lee to serve on a task force addressing this issue.
Commissioner Piercy and the team have been just very, very great to work with and trying to stay on top of the situation.
This virus is obviously impacting everyone as society is responding via social limitation and other measures, but there's also a rural impact President Aiken is concerned with.
All commodity prices have taken a major hit. They have declined drastically, and, you know, for farmers that have cattle to sell or hogs to sell, they're certainly losing a lot of money every day because of concerns of the coronavirus.
Another Tennessee leader involved in the response to COVID-19 is Commissioner of Agriculture, Dr. Charlie Hatcher. He and his team are working hard in several facets of the department to make sure Tennesseans are aware and informed.
So we've got a huge respect for the testing and the isolation and the biosecurity procedures. And so at the department, we're trying to follow CDC's recommendations, the Tennessee Department of Health's recommendations on biosecurity measures, and we understand that fully. But at the same time, we're responsible for protecting Tennessee citizens on food safety, on animal health, and protecting the industries on weights and measures. So we've got some regulatory duties that we must perform.
It's been said time and time again, but Commissioner Hatcher emphasizes the importance of washing your hands and practicing good hygiene during this time. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.